from?
Well, let's say it's in Australia, but it's not exactly my home because it's 2,000 kilometres from where I live. But it is a spot that I've competed a few times, and so I know the area quite okay. And being in my home would be like if it was within like 100 kilometres of my home would be more an area that I know. All those areas I know very well, but this area I've competed on like maybe twice, so it's not so familiar to me, and it's great to be back in Australia because the best for me is that I can go home and train with my family for longer and have a nice summer time at home. But I don't put a big importance on being in my country. Not in this area. Actually, this one area I say is the closest to European conditions you get in Australia. I would say this area is very much like Weber in Poland, without so much current perhaps. But when it gets windy, it can become very much like this. With the storms that come in, it comes a very similar wave because it's a huge bay. It's actually a bay, you know, like where there's an opening to the main sea. Quite narrow, but it goes into a huge bay where you don't see the other side of the bay because it's so huge. But and it whips up wind swell, which is enough to surf or wave sail on, which is okay. It's much more than the Baltic Sea, but it's something similar, that it's just a short wave and it's kind of a similar style. And when the normal sea breeze is there, it gets a similar little chop and wave like Weber. I don't know if Wojtek says the same thing, but I think it can be something kind of similar. Like, for me, if it was on the open seaside, then this is radical and something that I train on quite a lot with sailing in the surf, where there's actually a real groundswell that's always one direction and the wind can come from another direction. And this actually suits my boards very well because when I was training with Jesper there in Australia when he was on the sailboard, it wasn't seeming to take the groundswell as quickly as the Fnatic, and that's where I get a big advantage. But in this bay, I think it's going to be good for everyone, and it'll be quite tactical. There's certain tactics to do there and wind shifts, and I think it'll be a good regatta, and I think it's going to be close. And obviously all the top guys want to win, and that's why we go, and we all hope for the same goal and wish them all the best, and I hope to be in there for a fight as well.
Okay.